to be here tonight, but when I walked in and saw so many people on a Wednesday night, it made me feel good. It made me feel good because we have a lot of work to do, and we need a lot of people to do that work because we have a strong message to send. I don't know at what point you decided to go against Prop 54, but did you need to know more than Ward Connerly put this thing together than to go against it? I don't know who dropped this child of God on his head to make him so angry. And I'm not a psychologist, I don't have time to figure it out. But I know that this is an angry person, and he captures the spirit of many angry people in America. People who don't have the patience to understand people who are different than them. And that is what we are up against. This measure is opposed to those things that gave us everything that we know today. Those of you who are educated, you got it. Because of the kinds of things that are in place that this would take away. I was asked to talk specifically about law enforcement. I asked myself, well, what are the specific provisions about law enforcement? I gotta tell you, they're very vague. They're hard to say what they are. And they say the federal government, anything under the federal government is exempt from having to classify these things, or anything that receives grants from the federal government is exempt. But let me ask you something. If the local jurisdictions can't collect data, how are you gonna know what lawyer is gonna be able to fight a case in court to prove that there was racial discrimination? What lawyer is going to be able to go into the Supreme Court and argue that there was environmental justice in a neighborhood? Notwithstanding the fact that we have federal laws on these subjects. And is this going to tell us anything we don't know? I mean, is this going to change? Are we not going to know things just because they take this information away from us? How many brothers have felt insecure driving down the street when a police officer is behind you? How many of you put your hands on the steering wheel when that car is behind you? Nate Holen, former state senator, I'll bet he puts his hands on the steering wheel when a police officer is behind him. Because we have to watch those sudden movements. We're trained when we're young about those things. I want to explain one provision. This does allow the legislature by two-thirds majority of both houses to adjust the prohibition if the legislature specifically determines that the classification serves a compelling state interest. So what's the significance of the two-thirds? They got about a little more than one-third. What is going on in America is an effort to eliminate our majority rule. And it's happening everywhere. They tried to impeach our president for a social indiscretion, not for corruptness, and declare that a minority could control the presidency. They took it away from us in Florida. A minority of voters in the country took a presidency away. They're trying a minority that wasn't in office in Texas is now trying to take away the redistricting procedure from the majority that was in place under the normal protocols. They're trying to change those protocols so that the now majority is able to control the redistricting process. And in California, the minority is trying to take control of our governorship on the basis of a minority vote. If Frank Davis gets 45% on the recall, no candidate is going to get more than 35. They're taking away our majority rules. They're taking away the fundamental principle of what makes America, America. The majority rule, they took it away from our tax system. And they're trying to take it away from us here with this law, because they know that we will not be able to overcome this law in the legislature as long as they have one-third. When I was a young man at Cal State Northridge, and I thought maybe there was some kind of revolution going on, I remember I sat with my mom. And my mom is sort of a radical thinker. And I was telling her, things are going to change. She said, no, they're not. I said, things are going to change. We're going to organize. We're going to send this message throughout the country. We're going to change this country. He said, no, you're not. I said, Mom, how can you say this? And she sat there frustrated because we had argued. Yeah, I argued with my mother. I argued for an hour. We argued for an hour across the table. My hair was down about here back then, but she held her guns. She said, it's not going to change. I said, finally, I said, why? And she hesitated for about 3 full minutes. And she said, because they will blow it up before they give it to us. Proposition 54 is a time bomb. It is trying to take us back to a time when we didn't have the power to stand up and fight for our civil rights. When we did not have as many places where we could go and feel comfortable that we are in a mixed population. Where we were at a time where we had to humble ourselves and look down instead of look up with pride. Trying to humble ourselves to their way of thinking. And they don't mind us as long as they're in control of us. They don't want us to have those numbers because they know there's racial profiling. They don't want us to have those numbers because they know they give us less funds in our school system, in our minority schools. They don't want us to have the numbers because they know that those numbers would provide the evidence for us to continue the fight for civil rights. They don't want us to have those numbers because they want to take us back to a time they can control each and every one of us, not just our actions, but our minds. And they are latching on to the few among us who haven't caught on to it. And that is our challenge. Not to reach out to those who believe like they do and who aren't like us, who don't have the same history. Not the hardcore bigots. We need to talk to our own brothers and sisters. Because they are undermining this cause more and more chronically. Because they are believing in this message. They believe that it's okay to have a governor who's a Terminator. Just because it's cool. Too many young Latinos are gonna vote for the dude. We need to create thinkers in our own community. That's our greatest challenge, and that's why this action tonight is so important. We gotta talk to our own. We have to educate our own. So many times when families aren't talking to each other and they're disagreeing, it's our best opportunity to make change. So we have to walk precinct by precinct, and we can get there. This is not just a fight for Ward Connolly to get in the newspapers again. This is a fight for our fundamental democracy. What we know is to be a majority rule. Do you think if we had a majority rule that we wouldn't have taxed the wealthy? Sacramento this year? Do you think we wouldn't have taxed tobacco before we imposed a driver's license fee on you? Do you think we wouldn't have changed the property tax system that is racist, quite frankly, against residential homeowners and biased to commercial property owners? But we can't get anywhere because the minority rules in Sacramento with regard to the budget process. We learned that this year. So let's take care of business with regard to Prop 54. But let's understand that the business is much bigger than Prop 54. It goes to every election. When we have to fight to get a two-thirds majority into our legislature to make sense of what we're doing with our tax dollars. Where we have to fight tooth and nail with our own Democrats to get votes on tobacco taxes. We have to work harder because those within our midst are also acquiescing to what they think is the majority thinking. It's not the majority thinking. They just have more voters. But you know what? We're growing. We're fighting. When I come to events like this and I see so many people busy on a Wednesday night trying to fight this issue, I know that all of you heard Ward Connolly. You said, I'm opposed. You don't have to be here tonight, but you're here because you know there's a greater mission at stake. There's a greater enemy at stake, and it's trying to undermine all the things that we fought for way back from the 60s on, and some even before that. That's what this is about. It's another effort to blow up what we know is our fundamental civil rights. I urge all of you to work hard on this initiative, to fill out these yellow forms, to give money where you can, or get money so that you can help raise money for this endeavor. Organize within your organizations, get them out to the street, tell them how important this election is. I believe we can beat back the recall. I believe we can beat back Ford Connerly. And if we do, it would be the greatest victory in this state for the last several decades. It is our challenge to rise to this occasion. There won't be many opportunities to send such a loud message. California is being watched by the entire nation. Just as Prop 13 has traveled beyond California's boundaries, Proposition 54 will be a cancer throughout the nation. Let's cut out this cancer in California before it moves across the nation. God bless you.